post the playlist in print, as well as links to the bands and musicians featured. But best of all, I provide you with links to our Mixcloud listening page, and you can message me any requests that you have for the program. I'm always looking. Which bands or musicians do you think are just not getting enough girly so groovy radio love? All right, I got that advertising out of the way. It is vintage doo-wop in a modern context with Lady Ray up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Baby, I knew nothing can trouble. If I were your woman,
you were my woman,
and you were my man.
Taking things back well over half a century, it is Atlanta's very own legendary Empress of Soul, Gladys Knight, and the Pips with the song If I Were Your Woman. That's from the 1971 album, If I Were Your Woman. That particular track, I always just think, speaks to the incredible soul that is in Gladys Knight's voice. And speaking of soul in voices, that is also so true for who we heard in the middle. Brittany Howard is, of course, the vocal powerhouse and leader of Alabama Shakes, who has since launched herself into her own funky personal solo journey. Her second solo album, What Now, is the furthest from the rootsy rock that Brittany Howard rose to fame with, but her creative risks definitely pay off in fun ways. A great example is the song we heard in the middle. It is I Don't, is the name of the song. You can catch a great interview with Brittany Howard on NPR's Fresh Air with Terry Gross. In that interview, she actually talks about that particular song. The entire album, What Now, speaks to the question of what now after a relationship, a significant relationship ends. What's next? What now? And Brittany Howard talks about the song I Don't, how she wrote it as an antithesis to the song Stay High from her first solo album. And you can really kind of hear it. Sonically, they match each other in kind of relaxed, laid-back ways, but lyrically, they definitely pull a tugrope between each other. And look how your loyal, dedicated music programmer was so witty here. We heard Brittany Howard's I Don't, but we started the set off with accomplished retro soul artist Lady Ray with her song, I Do. I Do, I Don't. I Do, I Don't. Yes, I planned that. Okay, so I Do comes from Lady Ray's most recent album, Piece of Me. It's a gorgeous R&B album, well worth checking out. We're going to keep this kind of laid-back R&B vibe happening right now. Okay, so we are syndicated in Halifax, and before I say anything, perhaps I need to send an apology to any listeners in Halifax. Maybe this is my absolute ignorance, but when I pose this question to you, when you think of Halifax, what type of music comes to mind? I bet reggae did not come to mind. Ja Mila is a singer who hails from Kingston, Jamaica, but now calls Nova Scotia home. She is absolutely a beacon for Jamaican music and culture in the Maritimes. And for that fact alone, I just absolutely love her. She has a brand new album out called Woman of the Sun. So let's keep things moving right now with Ja Mila here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah, this love I did you. Think I seen your face before. You look like deja vu.
Deja vu. It's just like deja vu. Whoa, whoa.
It's the perfect
one. Whoa, whoa. Deja. And then I know it's been a while. Long time deja. You have checked for me.
Thank you. I've heard you use your
Music right there from an absolute juggernaut of a voice. It's Winnipeg's very own Begonia. She has a brand new EP out called Open Swim, released just earlier this summer in July. We heard the song Feel It. Begonia is touring in support of the new music. It looks like it's going to be a bit more of an East Coast tour, which is exciting for the Maritimes. There's dates coming up in Moncton, New Brunswick, Halifax, Nova Scotia, Fredericton, New Brunswick, Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, before moving into Quebec. So for our East Coast listeners, that is exciting for you. That voice, just imagine it live. If you are a loyal listener of Girly So Groovy, you will know that every year I count down my top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums, my 10 favorite albums of the year. Well, last year, in 2023, Atlanta newcomer, alternative R&B soul artist Baby Rose made it easily into the list for very good reasons, and that reason's really being that voice. Well, Baby Rose was what we listened to in the middle. She has a brand new EP out already, so quickly, on the heels of last year's album. The new EP is called Slow Burn. What's interesting about this, she teams up with Bad Bad Not Good, who acts as producer on the EP. And together, the duo just make soul searing R&B. We heard the song It's All Right from Baby Rose. And then kicking things off, like I say, you don't often think of reggae coming out of Nova Scotia, but with Ja Mila, she is definitely proving to be that beacon of all things Caribbean in the Maritimes. And that is just so awesome. The new album is called Woman of the Sun. We heard Deja Vu from Ja Mila. So much more music to get to in the second hour, but before we continue this two-hour mixtape, let's wrap up the first hour. We are going to wrap up the first hour with some brand new music from a brand new album called Continue as Amory. It's the debut album by Montreal-based artist Amory, formerly recording under the moniker Alpen Glow. Continue as Amory sees the songwriter stepping out into a bold and colorful world of pop hooks. Amory Sanford began releasing and recording in actually Newfoundland and Maritime punk bands, and then kind of geographically moving her way west, as well as sonically moving her way in different directions. And like I say, with starts in punk pop sounds, now with her new direction, simply as Amory, the debut album Continue as Amory proves to be just absolute summer night, breezy pop fun. So here she is right now. Hot Wire the Night is the name of the song. Continue as Amory is the name of the debut. Amory, Montreal musician here on Girly So Groovy.
Oh,
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener, who